Everyone, we've got a couple of folks in our next presentation, Steve Borgman and Nick Staley. Steve is a partner at Kirkland, Townsend & Stockton's in their Houston office. He's been practicing IP law for over 30 years. In that time, he's done a lot, I was going to say a little, but a lot of everything from patent prosecution to patent litigation, licensing, technology agreement, opinion drafting. The list goes on and on. He really brings a wealth of experience to the stage today. Nick is presenting with Steve, and she's an intellectual property attorney with her own practice here in Austin. She worked for over a decade at Facebook Meta, where she was, among other things, a founding member of the intellectual property operations team. She opened her own firm about 10 years ago and is widely recognized for her IP experience generally, and her trademark experience specifically. So welcome. Please help me welcome Steve and Nick.
Thank you and good afternoon. We're delighted to be here in the first slot after lunch on a Friday afternoon before a holiday.
Sorry.
And we hope you are too. We are not talking about artificial intelligence. But I do want to point out that out of all the discussions on artificial intelligence so far that I've listened to, I haven't heard anybody mention Skynet once. And maybe there's a reason for that, but I kept waiting for it and it never came. Anyway, so to err is human. And I think I read that on the internet attributed to President Bush or somebody. But at any rate, the talk this afternoon, we thought it would be helpful to kind of give you a top 10 list of mistakes. And these are mistakes that we've seen our clients make, big clients, little clients, clients starting out, clients that have been around for a while. And so there are mistakes that we see that kind of get made over and over and over. And so we thought it'd be helpful to kind of go through a list of mistakes and point out ways that everybody can avoid them just by being aware and thinking about things in advance. So our top 10 list includes patents and some common patent pitfalls. It talks about agreements, common agreements that you'll run into, if not every day, every other day perhaps, NDAs, employment agreements, stuff like that. We're going to talk about trademark prosecution, trademark clearance, and other issues with trademarks, some issues with copyrights, and then we've got some bonus points beyond our top 10 list if we have time. And so with that, we'll jump in, but I wanted to say, if you have questions while we're going through this, please go ahead and ask. You don't need to save them until the end. So patents. How many people have watched Shark Tank, right? And so what we all know, a common question that gets asked by one of the sharks is, do you have a patent? And sometimes the answer is yes, sometimes the answer is no, sometimes we have a patent application pending, and the sharks sometimes will explain why that's important to them in connection with a particular product or service. But the point I wanted to make is, okay, even at a high level, patent protection can be seen as very important. It can be seen as important not just to investors, but also to competitors, to customers. And so there's a lot of benefits that you can get from a patent. The problem is, and the problem I've seen over and over, is that your own products, your own services, your own press releases, your own publications, your own white papers, et cetera, your own industry presentations, your own displays at a trade show, all of those things can be the most important prior art that keeps you from getting a patent. And so, like so many things, timing is everything. In the U.S., and we have 35 102A on this slide, which says you're entitled to a patent unless –